Five gifts you can give your kids for Christmas that don't cost a dime. Welcome to the Catholic Dad Show. My name's Chris.
And my name's Matt, and we're just a couple of Catholic dads trying to do the best we can and share whatever wisdom or knowledge that God gives us through this, mistakes we make even, to other dads that are out there trying to, again, be the best Catholic dads they can.
Hey, we believe Catholic fatherhood can change the world, and so let's jump on in. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Doing great.
Good.
You?
Yeah,
I'm
good.
Anything exciting in your world?
Well, we're entering into a season of celebration. Yesterday was my wife's 40th birthday, and so we're getting things ready for a party and everything.
I noticed on your calendar you had like more than half the day blocked out for that. Was it a massive party or what?
No, I did block it out. I can't have people jumping in and throwing meetings in during that time. Everybody, Matt is my boss. I am still working. I just can't have other things jump in because I have to be available to some of the things like picking up the cupcakes and things like that. So to say it again clearly, I am still working. I love being gainfully employed, ladies and gentlemen. And sometimes that means we have money to provide gifts for our kids. The question is, should we always be giving our kids physical gifts, especially as we enter into the season of celebration beyond my wife turning 40? So we want to talk about a couple of ways that you can give gifts to your kids, especially with Christmas coming up, that don't cost you a dime.
Yeah. And as cheesy as this sounds, you know, it's something that usually like this happens in like a young dating relationship. Like when, again, you're poor when you're young. And so you give the girl you're dating a voucher for a date night or something, or you give her a voucher for a back rub, whatever.
Yeah, that is the challenge. Many of these gifts can't be wrapped. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so like it's something that I really do think, as cheesy as it is, like you can give your kids little, like, what do you want to call them? Gift cards?
Coupons?
You know, for these things, little coupons for these things. And that can be what they unwrap, you know, at Christmas, you know, but it's also something that could be done for birthdays, you know, other things like that. And I'd be interested to see, you know, how your kids use it, you know, and what their thought process is, and maybe even when they use it, you know, because that might be an interesting study, you know, just to see, like, do the kids use those things when they feel disconnected from mom and dad, you know, or do they use them when they feel really connected?
Right.
But that's it's just a separate thing that I just thought of.
Well, if you've done it, comment. Yeah, if you've done it, comment and let us know what's been your experience. Mine has always been when we're really busy as parents. My daughter will come up and hold out a coupon that I gave her 4 years ago and be like, it's time. And so let's dive in. The first one is excellent, very accessible. The last one you might hate us for, so make sure you stick around to number five. But the first one is quality time. Now, what that looks like for your specific child, you tell them you spend quality time as a gift and make it more set apart or a bigger deal. So if you have multiple kids, it might be one-on-one time with dad, as opposed to, hey, everyone's going to play board games with dad. It's like me and you, kiddo, are going to spend an hour playing your favorite video game, your favorite two-player video game together. I'm going to do something with you that's quality time and exclusive to you and me.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it would be, like one-on-one, you know, quality time with dad doing the activity that you want to do. You know, it could be throwing the ball. It could be hiking. You know, it could be, like you said, playing video games, whatever.
Fishing at the park. You've got all sorts of options. I would just caution not to make it, because in brainstorming, we were talking about a daddy day. I'm going to let you know that there are going to be times where the quality time feels like it takes a dip because someone gets tired or hungry or needs to use the restroom, or maybe your kid is going through something too. So, missed the joke. Okay, that's fine. Hey, but to make it time sensitive or specific, I think makes the time more special, as opposed to today is your entire daddy day. It's, hey, we're going to spend, you know, an hour together doing this.
Yeah. An hour, 2 hours, whatever it is, you know, but that quality time, like it's interesting, you know, how much, I mean, it's obvious and it sounds stupid to even say out loud, you know, but how much they really love that, you know. The good thing and the bad thing is that when they get a taste of what that feels like, they're going to want more of it, you know, and so they're going to ask for, hey, dad, can we do that again? And that's not a bad thing, you know,
right.
And there are times when we get real busy and we're like, oh no, like I can't do this or whatever. And it's like, but no, that's a really good thing, you know, for your son or daughter to want to spend that time with you again. And I don't know, like it actually makes you feel good, to be honest, that, you know, my kid loves me and wants to spend time with me. That's a great thing.
To clarify, you should be spending quality time with your kids all like as we speak. It can't be like, hey, can we do that again? Yes, next birthday, I'll spend another hour with you. Like, that's ridiculous. But how do you make it elevated or set apart? And part of it is even in the gifting. If your kid is really into Minecraft or Pokemon or, you know, doing arts and crafts stuff or whatever, put that in the gift card. Like, I will do an hour of arts and crafts with you and like make it specific so that they feel known. If your kid used to really enjoy Minecraft, but now they're really enjoying something else, then it's a mistake that, Dad, I don't even play this anymore. I don't feel known. So make sure that you make it as specific to your kids as possible, which means you might be coming up with, you know, 4, 5, or 6 coupon cards specific to each 4, 5, or 6 children that you have. And that's okay.
Yeah. Apparently every Catholic dad has at least 4. Is that what you're getting at?
5 or 6. Hey, people are like, you have 6 kids. I'm like, so far, you know, so who knows if you just got one or if you're a Catholic granddad or godfather, goodness sakes, you get the gist of it. But quality time is our first gift you can give your kids.
If this is the first time you're watching this show, like, you should know that I pick on Chris often. So, yeah,
this is, and if you guys have seen, there's this trend called bullying, and this is what it looks like. Yes.
If this is not your first time watching the show, then you should like this and subscribe.
For sure. Yeah. Mostly like my half of it. Do me the favor. Wait, actually, one of my goals
is... Yeah, don't hit the like button until he says it.
Yeah. Hit the like button. We need more subscribers. It's one of my goals to increase our subscribers. And so it's exciting and interesting to see the platforms that are adopting us. For those who are listening or who are on YouTube, we're also on Heroic Men, which is an app specific for men, but we can't get people to like and subscribe over there. So the only way to have a metric that people are actually consuming this. So if you're watching this on Heroic Men, pull us up on YouTube real quick subscribe, just so we know you're out there. It's an honor to collaborate with a number of those people. Yep. Speaking of collaborating, let's collaborate to our next big ideas. Idea number 2 for a gift that you can give your kid without spending a dime. Matt's pulling it up. I will say it.
Yeah, go for it.
Write them a letter. I want to let you know that any words of affirmation that we can give in a formal way, and we are learning through a course that Matt and I are going together, like, words matter.
Yep.
Like, you can declare, like, oh, I'll never be good at that. You're actually making a contract with your words that you will not be good at that. But if we can declare truth over our children and to our children, then they will stand taller and stand in that truth that God has for them. And so words of affirmation is one way to do that. And a letter is a great way because it can be a keepsake or something that they can hold for a while. Now, I fall in the camp that handwritten is better, but I've got monkey handwriting. Like, it just is true. Gosh. So it takes me a little bit longer, but it's worth it. And just speak truth into them. They are loved. They are, that you are proud of them, that you in delight in them, right? Maybe they're really funny, or maybe they're really helpful, or whatever. Just name some of those gifts, those behaviors that you want to see occur again. Mention those in this letter, and this will become a gift to you as well, because you will see.
And don't mention those that you don't want to see again. This is an affirmation letter, not a correction letter.
I know that sometimes you pick on your sister, but you're still loved. It's like, that's probably not the right way to go about it, right?
You know, and like in turning that to, like, I love when you treat your sister well. I love how, you know, how loving you are to your sister. And like, I wouldn't say sometimes, you know, but when y'all get along, it just makes my heart happy. You know, different things like that, I think would be a good way to affirm those behaviors. But these letters, like something like that, you know, could be something that, like, your kid keeps forever. You know, and it's something that, like, even after you're passed on, like 50 years later, that they like pull out and think of, like, fondly, you know, and it'd be awesome if they had, you know, one one for each, you know, birthday would be amazing. You know, a few each year would be even bigger. Like, I've never done anything like that for my kids.
Right. But, you know, and not to call you out because you pick on me, but had you, there'd be a box or an envelope that your son in college would possibly pull out at some point and reread some of those different pieces, right?
Yep.
And so there is something about like where they keep grandma's ring and some of those old trinkets or little cards that they get from weddings or ordinations or funerals or whatever, like prayer cards, that this lands in that box and it travels with them everywhere. Yep. And that's a beautiful thing. That makes a gift that's timeless. I just want to set that out there. Like the plastic stuff that we give our kids for gifts and things like that break or disappear within 3 years, usually within 3 weeks. You know what I mean? But a letter like this, an affirmation letter, that's going to stick with them. That's for decades. And that's amazing. Yeah. That is a gift.
Well, and that's like everything we're talking about today. You know, it's all about moments, you know, and memories more than stuff. You know, these are the kinds of gifts that, you know, mean more than anything you can buy your kids. Right. You know, these are the, you know, five, you know, free gifts you can give your kids, but actually like it's the five like gifts that matter, you know?
Right. Yeah. Maybe that's a better title. Yeah.
You know, but yeah. All right.
Okay.
Done with that one? Ready to move on?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So another one, like, which I think is very, it's a masculine kind of thing for us to do. It's just teach them a skill. And it can be a skill that you, like this tailored to you, to be honest, like something that you like to do, like a hobby that you like to do, or a skill that you have that you're proud of, you know, and you can even say that, you know, to your child, hey, this is something that my dad taught me, or this is something that I've learned along the way. And I'm kind of proud that I'm able to do this. And I love, you know, being able to do this, and then teach them or show them, you know, what it is. Obviously there's going to be some skills that you can teach a 4-year-old, you know, there are going to be other skills that you need to wait until they turn 16, you know, or whatever. But that kind of thing, it kind of borders on quality time. But it's also like that gift of knowledge.
You need to check yourself. If it takes you 30 minutes to normally do this thing, whether it's mow the lawn or whatever skill you're trying to teach them, right, it's going to take you an hour to do the thing while you're teaching them the skill.
For sure.
I'm telling you, I can get the lawn mowed and done in 45 minutes. But when my kids are helping me, it's an hour and 20. Like it just is. But they delight in it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a chore type of thing. Like my daughter, she owns not a full coin, but she owns some cryptocurrency. Why? Because I was teaching her about what I was learning about it and the idea about fiat and non-fiat currency and blah, 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 blah. And she was just excited. My daughter knows compound interest. Like if you want to be put in a good home, teach your kids about compound interest. But that's a skill set to be able to know budget and look at money and talk about what if we take some of this money and instead of spending it on crafts or plastic, we go ahead and we invest it and see what happens. Yeah. Knowing that in the crypto example, it's highly volatile. So chances are it could all disappear. But do you want to toss $10 in and see what happens? And she's like, sure, let's do it. And so there's just some exciting things that happen. And now my daughter feels like actually her brain has shifted to where she's thinking with a longer vision when it comes to her finances, all because I taught her a little bit about the power of investing and let her throw a chip on the table. So,
yeah. And I think like with kids that are a little bit older, like if you know, how electricity works and how to rewire things, you could make a pretty like simple, like, small little mock wall, you know, and put a switch on there, you know, put a plug on there and put a light on there.
That is a current topic, you guys.
Is it? Oh my gosh, Chris. My gosh, you got me.
Yes.
And at this point, everyone takes away the like they gave you earlier.
For sure. You seem shocked by my comments.
Stop it. But that kind of thing, you know, is teaching them a skill, you know, and when they get older, whatever skill it is, doesn't have to be that. And they exercise that skill. They're going to think about you. And they're going to think about, my dad taught me how to do this, you know, yeah. And even the people that are around them, how do you know how to do that? Oh, well, my dad taught me, you know, and that's not why we do things, but there's something about, I don't know, having that relationship with your father, that actually people are proud of, like later on down the road, you know, and it will help, honestly, it will help in their relationship with the Lord. Because if they learn, you know, how to do things and skills from their earthly father, they will also turn to their heavenly father to learn you know, about themselves, to learn, you know, how to pray, to learn what that relationship is supposed to look like.
Right.
And so that's a really good thing. So,
yep. Good. And it can just be a fun, silly skill. We take, empty chapsticks and you can pull out the back and turn it into a popper where it just shoots little things out. But now my kids are into, there's a book we got called Tiny Weapons of Mass Destruction. And it's all office supplies or household items that you can repurpose into like a rubber band gun or like a little trebuchet or something like that. And it's, they're just having so much fun repurposing things that the stupid skill, like it was a stupid skill, but it taught them and activated the creative part of their mind.
Yep.
And then you get to see your kids run with it. My daughter had this thing and I'm like, what is that? She goes, it's a shooting gallery. And she had made a little shooting gallery. I'm like, this is insane, you know? But it gives them permission to be creative, repurpose things. And when we
post this, you need to put a little link in here, like right when you're talking or whatever, that sends them to how to make a gun with your, or whatever it is with your,
the chapstick thing. I'll get one. Yeah. I'll get one. I'll make a short that way everyone can see it. And, we'll get a video going on that. Cause it's stupid fun. We tried it with the deodorant thing, but there's just not enough to move the cap of the deodorant off and whatever. This is a side conversation. So teach a skill. One other piece in regards to a gift. And this sounds maybe a little bit strange, but to serve together. So I think this is idea number four is to serve together. Like, what does it mean to say, hey, father, son, or daddy, daughter are going to go serve together, even if it looks like they're serving alongside you as opposed to actually doing the service with you. I think about like being a Knight of Columbus and helping out with the fish fries or something like that. It's like there's not a lot that you can have your kid do, but there is some that you can have your kid do. They can pass out plates. They can go refill waters. They can make sure that there's enough tartar sauce or whatever, you know? And so even if it seems like, no, this is a daddy thing, there's no, let me say this. I don't think there's any issue if you're an usher at church to have your 7-year-old or your 5-year-old stand next to you and help you usher during that time. I think that's a great way to say you matter in the church as well. Let's journey together.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different like service opportunities out there. There are some things that they, like Chris said, that they would be able to do, some things that they wouldn't, age dependent. But like, even if you were to work through all of the different corporal works of mercy, you know, with each kid, you know, or something like that, you know, and, you know, attending, even just attending a funeral of someone you don't know.
Right.
And different things like that, that you can do. Just to show them what that's like. Was it today's reading? You know, or it may have just been in my prayer recently. You know,
by the time this airs, it's not today's reading.
I'm sure it's not today's, you know, but it was like, the separation of the lambs and the goats, Jesus, when did we, you know, see you and not feed you, you know, and not serve you and whatever. And it's like, well, whatever you did not do for the least of these, you didn't do for me. You know, and so we want to teach our kids, you know, to do that, while also like showing them, like, I don't know, giving them the gift of seeing dad do it.
Right.
Because that's really what the gift here is. You know, it's of dad setting the example of what it's like to act like what we should be doing as Christians, you know.
And two amazing, very practical ways to do this. If you're like, I don't have any ideas and I don't want to go start volunteering at the church, you know, whatever it is, like I don't want to actually have to volunteer with something. Two ways you can do it at home. One that might need your wife's help, but again, this could be a gift you give together. Dresses for Africa. Just Google Dresses for Africa, and it's about clothing, right? Clothing the naked. This is Dresses for Africa. The other one is called The Butterfly Project. And basically what they're trying to do is create a memorial of the Holocaust with a butterfly, a homemade or handmade butterfly for each life that was taken during the Holocaust. And so you can make those things at home. You can mail them in or mail them to the organization that sends dresses over to Africa and do service in that way. And I think those are both very accessible things. So check it out, The Butterfly Project and Dresses for Africa.
Awesome. Last but not least, this is the one that Chris said that you might hate him for, is Silly Dad.
Yes.
All right. There's a lot of different ways you can do Silly Dad. Chris has a couple of ideas. I do. Chris, you go first.
Yeah, yeah. So if you've ever seen the movie Yes Day, don't watch it with your kids.
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't do it. Like, it's not one of those... that we have issues with. Like, I had some issues with Lightyear or something like that. It's like, just don't watch it with your kids. But to give your kids some ownership, it's almost like a role reversal for a time or in an area. And so, hey guys, I'm going to let you dress dad for today or for the morning, you know, however I'm going to be at dinner, you guys get to choose the outfit that I wear for dinner. And don't be surprised if you've got socks on your ears or whatever it is, you know, but silly dad, just have some fun with it. Be playful, laugh, and do it. Do what they say, you know, and as long as it's not hurting someone or whatever. But of course, the other one is like, hey, silly dad, what do you want dad to serve for dinner or for breakfast? And they're going to be like, we're going to have cupcakes for breakfast. It's like, okay, it's silly dad day or whatever. And don't do it for the whole day. Otherwise, they'll have diabetes at the end of the day. But just consider saying you guys get to pick it out. And at times that might mean they go on a shopping trip with you to go pick up the supplies.
Yeah.
And at times that might mean that you have a budget of what they can spend on the shopping trip. And now they're learning about budget and things like that. So silly dad could be a Trojan horse to teaching them about certain other responsibilities. So yeah. Matt, what are your ideas for
a couple
dad?
Of other silly dads? Like, I mean, you pick dad's accent for the day, you know, and obviously when you go to work, you don't have to do it, you know, right. But you could do it in the morning and you could do it in the evening, you know, and, you know, or, you know, dad's accent, dad's voice, you know, stuff like that. You know, like that it's, and you could even say like opposite day for dad, but not for everybody else, you know? And so then, you know, dad's walking backwards, you know, throughout the whole day, doing everything backwards and whatever. And a lot of this, like you guys, like you're going to have your own creative things, you know, to think about that would just be fun, you know, and different kids at different ages are going to like think different things are funnier. But yeah, like this is wide open for you to be silly, but give your kids ownership.
Dangerously wide open.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is why yesterday we don't like that, because there's no way I would just answer yes to every single question my kids ask for, like say for a day, right. Even an hour, like that's terrifying. But
parameters are where you get protected here.
Yes. Absolutely. But yeah, just like giving them ownership in what kind of silly thing dad's going to do, you know, for the day or for whatever time period that is.
Now, where did something like this come about? I want to let you guys know that Matt Rice, years ago when he was doing youth ministry, said, hey, if we get this number of teens to show up, what was it? Bleach your hair or shave your head? Which one was it?
We were fundraising for the year because we had a service camp we went to every summer. And we like for this, like in the past, it was all just paid for by the parish. But then the parish cut my budget. And so they were like, you know, you have to fundraise it. And I was like, crap, that's $25,000, you know, because we want to fill the bus. And that means this number of kids, some kids can pay it. Most of them can't. And so there's like, okay, great. We've got to raise $25,000, you know? And so that's what basically I told the youth group. You know, was if you raise this amount, you know, then I'll let you, you know, dye my hair, whatever color you want it. You know, if we raise this amount, I'll let you dye my beard, you know, whatever color you want it. If we raise this amount, you can shave my beard into the shape, you know, that you want it.
Right.
And I think the next one was haircut, you know, hairstyle or whatever. But yeah, that's where that came from in a way, you know, was a motivation for earning, you know, something, but it's a little different.
And then what happened at the parish?
Oh, so they got to the third tier. They didn't get to the haircut. So I think I ended up having, you know, it was pink and blue hair and a pink and blue beard, and the beard was shaved in stripes. And I think that was the first week that I was meeting our new pastor. So that was my first impression, which like some pastors would be like, man, this guy's really invested in the youth and that's so awesome. And look how much money he raised because of that. Other pastors would be like, dude, this guy's weird. You know, like, yeah, that's, I mean, in the, like, it was just cool to see all the parents and the teens loved it, you know? But the pastor was like a little, you know, how long is this going to stay?
Exactly. You know? Or how long is this guy going to be employed here? So there is a risk. I just want to acknowledge it. There's a comedian that talks about how one time his dad got frustrated with something. He's like, I said, keep the lights off or pick up your toys. And he just started going down the hallway and kicking holes in the doors of every kid's room. Wow. And the kids were like, whoa. He goes, it wasn't until like 5 years later that my mother told me that he was replacing all the doors and just use that as an opportunity to try and really drive a point home.
That's amazing.
So think like that, man. That's a great way to be silly. If you're already going to shave your beard off, why not be silly dad and let the kids help shave it off or something like that and wear it silly for a day and then shave it or whatever. If you're replacing something, like last night.
Yeah, if you're going to paint a room and they don't know it yet,
right?
You know, like do something crazy.
Let them go at it. Yeah.
Let them paint it, you know?
So we just finished Halloween and we've got the pumpkins and they're just starting to smell. So I went and I got some lighter fluid and we lit a jack-o'-lantern on fire and we let my kid kick it down the street. Like it was just a ball of, now it was a great opportunity to teach them about fire safety. And whatever. I love fire and it was something that, whatever. Oh,
but your neighbors loved you.
We did it in the street, and as it rolled down, my wife was like, what if it lands on someone's yard? And I was like, this is why I'm married. Like, comments like that, I was not thinking about that. I was just thinking, look how cool it is. But we had to throw away our pumpkins anyways, so we lit one on fire, and the rest of them we let the kids throw as high as they could and let them smash, and then we picked up the pieces. We just tried to make something fun out of something that we had to do anyways.
Sure.
And that's the heart of what the silly dad comment is. So,
yep.
Yeah. By way of review, the five gifts that you can give your kids this Christmas without spending a dime: quality time, something that speaks to them specifically, an affirmation letter, words of affirmation, write them a love letter, teach them a skill, tell them how to do something, teach them how to do something, journey with them, even though it might take longer. Serve together, doing something together. And again, we gave kind of two low-hanging fruits, the Dresses for Africa and the Butterfly Project. And then last but not least, the dangerous one is silly dad. Even if you're giving kids a regular gift, we know that these five methods or gifts will actually complement or accent whatever. They make great stocking stuffers or whatever. Make sure that you find yourself investing time in your kids, not just money in their gifts.
Yep. And any other ideas that you guys have had or any things you have done, please comment below and tell us what those are. Those of y'all who are listening, you know, on a podcast version of this, hop onto YouTube and give us a comment on what you've seen work, what you've done, or even maybe what your parents did for you or what your dad did for you.
Great. And if you've got something other dads need to see or know about, feel free to drop us an email, chris@ablaze.us or matt@ablaze.us. We just got done interviewing another amazing guest that someone brought to our attention, and we look forward to finding more of that. Hey, at the Catholic Dad Show, we know that Catholic fatherhood will transform the world. So let's get out there and live it.
God bless.